And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. I'm sitting here figuratively with Dr. Arthur Perry. We're actually a continent apart. I'm in Santa Rosa, California today. He's in sunny New Jersey today. Arthur, now, what can you do about the... So it's ethical, the plastic surgeons say it's ethical to put patients' pictures on their website?
They do, although you're supposed to have written permission. Written permission, and even with that, you should really not use someone's name. But, Mike, there's this huge problem that's emerged with the Internet. We talked a little bit about it a few months ago, but it's spreading. And what it is when you put a photograph of someone on the Internet, on your website, most of us that are doctors don't realize this, but there's all sorts of information embedded into that photograph. You know that if you put a photograph, if you take one in Santa Rosa right now and put it on Facebook, some very clever people can find out exactly to the room number where you are by that photograph. So it can, there are locating services.
The room number. Wait. How is it say what room I'm in on the photograph?
No, not really, but pretty close, Mike. Within about 50 feet, they can locate you.
Wow.
So not really the room number. But... you know, locator services, they're embedded into those photographs. And you know what? So are patient names. So are patient names when we take their photographs in our offices. We put those pictures now into the computer, into the patient's file. And when those photographs are used on doctors' websites, then if they're not careful, if the doctor doesn't know what he or she is doing, they will not scrub the name from those photographs. And anyone... who knows anything, and that means everyone under the age of 30, about the Internet and about photographs, will find out the name, the actual name of the patient who had that breast augmentation. Now, this became well known about 8 or 9 months ago. There was a lawsuit out of St. Louis where a woman Googled her name. This is how it happened. She Googled her name, and her name actually in the Google search came up under the breast augmentation that she had with this particular plastic surgeon. Can you imagine that, Mike? Finding
well,
out
that would be eye-opening. That would really
for you
wake
too.
Her up, wouldn't it?
And so people started looking all over the country, and it wasn't an isolated incident. It wasn't just this woman in St. Louis. There are cases all over the country with all different web hosting companies. There was one, Einstein is a company out, I believe, California, and I think it's MedMD and out of New York. These companies are putting these photographs up, and they're blaming it on the doctor. They're saying the doctor should be the one scrubbing the information from the photographs. It's a huge problem. The problem with photographs, Mike, goes beyond whether or not someone should put a patient's picture up or not. Now people are stealing other doctors' pictures. And so there's this plagiarism on the Internet, where doctors are taking photographs from other doctors' websites, putting them on their own website, and saying those results are their own. Can you imagine this? This is what's going on in the wild west of the Internet with board-certified plastic surgeons.
Wow. Why would they do that instead of using their own patients?
Well, maybe they don't have good results. Maybe they're new, young. I don't know the answer, but... there's problems like this all over the Internet. People are talking about it. You know, there's also photographs that have been digitally altered. And this precedes the computer era because, you know, you can alter. We used to alter photographs on the computer before the Internet. And unscrupulous doctors would put those altered photographs in advertisements. So, you know, there's ways to do all these things. How do you protect yourself if you're a patient? You know, it's tough. You have to have an ethical doctor as your doctor. You have to be able to trust that doctor. And certainly, you have to make sure that when you read one of those consent forms that says that a doctor will be using your photographs, then make sure you actually ask the doctor, is my name going to be scrubbed from the photo? And you know something? If the doctor doesn't know what that means, then do not sign that. Don't sign the consent, because if they don't know what that means, then you're potentially in trouble, and they're in trouble then. It's the Wild West, Mike.
Isn't that interesting? So one of the ways you protect yourself, let me get it straight, is one is say no, don't give a consent to it, and the second is give a time-limited consent. You can use it within 2 years, and you have to ask for renewal. And
that won't work.
You can't have
it
my name
work.
On it. And three is make sure, are you scrubbing my name, and make sure it has that in the consent.
Mike, the time limit does not work on the internet. The internet is forever. You can go to your all websites are archived every single day. There are giant computers. You could go to the Cleveland Clinic website on waybackmachine.com is the website, and you can find the Cleveland Clinic website from the day that you were hired there. You can go back. So there is no way to get those things off the internet once they're on. So you either give permission or don't give permission. They're forever, like a book.
Huh, isn't that interesting? So, time limiting doesn't work. What you've got to do is ask for them to scrub it.
Right. And the thing is, if the doctor has that look in his eye that he has no idea what you're talking about, do not give permission, because that means he doesn't understand that the photographs have embedded information in them.
I gotcha. Well, Arthur, we're coming up with a real age tip of the week to end the show this week.
Now on you.
And this is the tip of the week. That abdominal fat is killing you. Want to nab a sneaky health thief that's fast becoming public enemy number one? It is already. Grab a tape measure, lock the bathroom door, get naked, and take an honest, your eyes only garner at your middle. And suck the tummy pooch in. Yep, if your waist is more than 35 inches around for women, more than 39 for men, it's time to get real about the fat you keep pretending is a no big deal, muffin top or beer belly. Yes, we're talking about abdominal fat, also known as ab fat, or what Dr. Oz and I call omental fat. Those breezy summer catalogs clogging your mailbox now may offer loads of high-fashion camouflage for a big belly, from XL t-shirts to floaty linen tunics and miracle suits. But you're probably aware that out of sight, out of mind is a risky way to deal with a spare tire. We docs have been warning about ab fat or omental fat for over a decade. And, if you will, the latest data is abdominal fat is lethal. That's right. It's as bad as a pack-a-day smoking habit. It infiltrates your liver and squeezes your heart. It's bad for your bones, joints, brains, breasts, and prostate. Yeah, it ages you. It makes you as old. That's 10 years older. So, even if the rest of you swim, that abdominal fat is bad. The real age benefit of losing it, up to 10 years younger. This is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Please lose that abdominal fat. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering, Arthur Perry, Joe Galuski, and you especially for listening. Thanks.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens a door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.